Good morning. It is time for a look at your local and area news. It's brought to you at this hour by Colton Downey Insurance, Farmers State Bank, and Elm City Center. I'm Jim McCabe. Currently 56 degrees and foggy, misty conditions in Jacksonville. Visibility down to 1.25 miles in some spots. Robert Gill, the Jacksonville man behind bars for the alleged murder of Andy Mall, pled not guilty to the charges yesterday afternoon in Morgan County Court. That statement was given during Gill's rescheduled preliminary hearing and motion for bond reduction. Gill's attorney, Scott Hankin, informed Associate Judge Jeffrey Tobin his client would waive his right to a preliminary hearing. During Gill's first court appearance last month, Hankin asked Tobin for a bond reduction of $500,000 off Gill's $3 million bond. Hankin withdrew that request during the court proceedings on Tuesday. Before court was dismissed, Morgan County State's Attorney Bobby Bongean made a motion for the state to obtain additional evidence from Gill, including a DNA sample and items from the crime scene, and that request was approved by Judge Tobin. Hankin's request for a jury trial was granted by Judge Tobin and is scheduled for November 5th. A trial date was set for November 15th.
Call Colton Downey & Associates, your insurance experts. Call Colton Downey now.
Stop dreading your business insurance bill. Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company offers quality coverage at competitive prices. They can tailor a policy to meet all your business needs. Stop by the Root House office at 109 Moore Street or 1122 Veterans Drive in Jacksonville. That's Colton Downey Insurance. Call them today at 243-8000.
You live and work here, and so do we. Local is always better, especially when it comes to banking. At the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company, we have all the financial products and services you want, but with a personal, caring approach that makes all the difference. And because we're local, we make lending decisions fast. So when you need money, call us and discover the difference a local bank can make.
This is Bob Myers. Make a better banking connection with us at the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Jacksonville police made 5 arrests last night and overnight. 33-year-old Jared Logston and 58-year-old Ronald Rogers of Virginia were arrested at Prairie and Anna at around 7 p.m. for possession of cannabis and possession of drug paraphernalia. Rogers and Logston have been released on bond. 19-year-old Caitlin Jones of Winchester and 25-year-old Joshua Sexton of the 700 block of Hardin were arrested on Country Club Road shortly after midnight for possession of cannabis and possession of drug paraphernalia. Jones and Sexton are free on bond. 23-year-old Levi Six of the 300 block of East Lafayette was picked up in the 200 block of East Morton at around 12:30 a.m. for retail theft. Six remains in custody. Morgan County deputies made 1 arrest overnight. 27-year-old Terry Deitch of the 800 block of West College was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 1:30 for possession of a controlled substance. Deitch remains in custody. One person went to the hospital as a result of injuries sustained in a motorcycle accident last night. 43-year-old LeBron Freeman of the 1600 block of Chilton was transported to Passavant Area Hospital by EMS after reportedly accelerating his bike and losing control in the parking lot of a business in the 1200 block of West Morton. The accident happened at around 7:45 p.m., Freeman has been released, has been treated and released. No citations were issued. The Morgan County Fairgrounds will be transformed into a mobile food pantry tomorrow. Crop Walk Chairman Jared Reno appeared on WLDS's What's On Your Mind last week to talk about the event sponsored by the Central Illinois Food Bank and area churches. Reno says families in Morgan County go hungry every night, so getting a food bank to come to town is a big blessing.
There is a tremendous need in our communities. There are people that are going hungry. There are people that need that extra help. To give you a rough idea, you know, we advertise that we are giving away food at 5 o'clock. People will show up at 9 a.m. and wait in line for this food truck.
Reno says the mobile food pantry will have a unique setup this week.
Typically, we unload the food and then we package it, and people will walk through, and we have personal shoppers, and we have shopping carts, and we put in the shopping carts, and then we help them load it into their food. We are going to do a drive-through food truck. You'll line up on Grand, come in through the fairgrounds near the 4-H buildings, and then we will load your car for you, and then you will exit out onto Westgate.
Reno says 10,000 pounds of food will be distributed to anyone in need. Food will be given out starting at 5 p.m. In case of rain, the event will be postponed until next Thursday.
Okay, you know that Elm City Center shreds paper. You know what else we do? We provide services for about 170 adults with intellectual disabilities. Most come to our day programs Monday through Friday, and yes, some of them shred paper. We also have a residential program providing opportunities for individuals to live in our community 7 days a week, and we assist many more wherever they live. After all the talk about shredding paper, I know it's hard to believe that we do anything else, but we do. Elm City Center on Walnut at Webster.
A new study out Tuesday says paying for child care can cost as much or more than college tuition. This comes as child care is a big issue statewide right now. Governor Rauner put emergency rules in place tightening up who can qualify for child care assistance. The study comes from Voices for Illinois Children, the Washington, D.C.-based Economic Policy Institute. They found annual child care for an infant is now more expensive than in-state public college tuition. The study found that spending more than 10% of a family's income on child care is considered not affordable. According to the research, minimum wage earners need to spend more than half of their income on child care. Middle-class family with an infant and four-year-old spends almost a third of their income on child care. Our reporting partners at WICS ABC News Channel 20 filed the story and spoke with Illinois Action for Children Vice President Sassy Nyman.
When families have young children in childcare and they're looking at $18,000 a year for care, we heard from some of those families. They're just finishing their degrees. They're still in school. They're still at an entry-level job. They simply don't have the earning potential that they'll have when their kids are college age. And so we have financing mechanisms for higher ed. We have no financing mechanisms for early childhood.
The group who commissioned the study says it highlights the importance of child care assistance programs because it's one of the only programs that can help families afford child care. And they also say it shows it's not just lower class people that need help. One news note to tell you about this morning. The Cass County Finance Committee will meet at 7 o'clock this evening at the Cass County Courthouse in Virginia. Glancing at weather conditions, high temperature yesterday was 76 degrees. Official low during the reporting period was 53. The overnight low or low since midnight was 53 degrees. No precipitation measured here at the radio station. Currently 56 degrees and foggy, misty conditions in Jacksonville. And the full forecast comes up in just a moment. The next scheduled local newscast comes your way at 8:06 this morning. Local news at this hour is brought to you by Colton Downey Insurance, Farmers State Bank, and Elm City Center. Bulletin News is on the air as it happens. For news and weather at your fingertips anytime, visit us online at WLDS.com.